Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, well, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging.
Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Switch to AT&T now and get a $200 bill credit when you buy any smartphone, like the Samsung Galaxy S6, for zero down on AT&T Next.
Rollover data on mobile share value plans expires after 1 month or with any plan change and is used after monthly plan data bill credit. Is a limited time offer. Must port number, activate qualified service, and stay in good standing to get credit in 3 months. Zero down with AT&T Next requires well-qualified credit. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers. Other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to our beautiful, lovely Glory United Ministries, WGUM. And I want you to know it's a beautiful day where if it's raining, if the sun is shining, doesn't make any difference because every day is a beautiful day in God's world. Yes, indeed. God has blessed us. Hallelujah. So let's start the program off with something you haven't heard for a while. At the special request of Pastor Patricia Bittman, we're going to hear her good friend and former choir master, piano master, orchestra conductor, Benny Cummings. Lift him up.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and after, Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by
oh,
Have Mercy, yes. That's Benny Cummings. Lift him up, lift me up. Lord, let's take a moment and pray and thank God for this beautiful day. Thank God for the blessings that he has given us through every single moment. Thank God for the blessings that he has bestowed upon our friends, our families, no matter what their health, no matter whether they think they're sick, whether or not they think they're ill, no matter what the doctor said, because we know that God's blessing lifts and sustains us. Like Benny Cummins says in his song, lift him up, lift me up. And where are we being lifted up, Lord? We're being lifted up into the heavenly kingdom. Lord, we want you in this moment to hear our prayer and know that we're grateful that you're protecting us against the neediness, the desires, the demands of those around us that would keep us from being in your kingdom. Lord, we want you to know that we are grateful that you are blocking and dissolving the demonic forces, the demons, the devils, the mean-spirited people, the angry beings that surround us, that are trying to fill us, Lord, with their fury, their upset, who are trying to keep us and hold us from being in your kingdom. Lord, thank you for lifting us up. Amen, amen. Lord, we know that there are moments that temptation presents itself to us. We know, Lord, that there are moments when there are desires that are not healthy, that are unholy, that would interfere with our presence in your kingdom, that would pull us, Lord, down from the heights to which you have brought us. Lord, we see you now pulling us and lifting us and holding us, Lord, in your bosom. Yes, Lord, we know that God is good and you are good. And, Lord, we bless you, we praise you. We love you and thank you, Lord, for blessing and praising us and loving us and holding us in your holy presence. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we thank you 1,000 times. These blessings we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and after. Jesus gave the key.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. And you know the motto, we shall rejoice and be glad in all taste and see that the Lord, he is good. For the psalmist said, for the Lord is my light and my salvation. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The psalmist declares that God is our refuge and our strength, a present help in trouble. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, my God, for my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Somebody said, my soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Aren't you glad that your soul loves Jesus? Aren't you glad that he died and he rose just so that you can have abundant life, abundant joy in the time of sorrow? Come on and lift him up. Lift the Savior up till he speaks from eternity. Oh, God, he said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Aren't you glad that he has that drawing power? My heart is a little heavy this morning as I listen to the news of the vice president's son passing. Such a young man. And he went away from here with an illness. But God has allowed you to be in the land of the living. No matter what the circumstances are that you're going through, no matter what's going on around you, I began to witness to my nephew who has a illness. He has a disease called dialysis, kidney problems, renal disease it's called. And he has to go to dialysis 3 days a week. But he and Bo was born the same year. And my nephew, praise God, for over 20 years now, he's been going to dialysis. And God has kept him here for a reason. What the reason is, I don't know. I looked at my own self, and I thought about the conditions that I have going on in my body, thyroid and diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis, but yet God is worthy to be praised. We have to give God his praise and his glory, because what I am going through, someone else is going through something a little different. But God is the God of us all. And I thank him for allowing me to see another day. So I pray, my heart goes out to the Biden family, and I ask God to give that family strength. And not only the Biden family, I'm sure there were other deaths, some on this morning, some yesterday, some earlier this week. We ask God from Glory United Ministries to strengthen them all. It's not a good feeling when you lose a loved one, and especially a loved one that you're close to. I know what it felt like in 1968 when my grandfather died. I loved that man to life, but he died and left me in the natural. But I carry my grandfather in my memory of my heart. And for me, there will never be another one like my grandfather. I thank God for the time that I had on the earth with my grandfather. So we all have experienced a loss of a relative or a dear friend. But even in the midst of that situation, that circumstance, we have to still give God the praise. We have to give God his glory, because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. Come on and clap your hand in radio land and tell the Lord thank you. Come on and tell God thank you, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad he did. Come on and tell God thank you for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for food and clothes. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for being who you are, Lord, unto me. Oh, God, I bless your name on today. Oh, and we give you the praise. All praises belong to God. And I just want to thank him for being so good to me. I just want to thank God for being God all by himself. We can't make it without him. We can't do it. We can't even die without him, because the power of life and death is in his hand. Do you hear what I say? The power of life and death is in God's hand. And we can do nothing but give God his praise. Come on, I love this day. It is the day that the Lord he had made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, come on, come on. Let me get my Bible so that I can turn to the scripture. While I'm doing that, Dr. Scott, please play a song for me while I turn to the scriptures. We just decided to get on here today. It is the first Sunday.
Ah! every chance I got, I was always trying to get by. One day, Jesus, you moved into my life. And ever since that day, my life has been changed. But Jesus came into my life one day. And now I know that thrill and sensation. I'm feeling pain.
I feel the pain in my life.
Yes, I feel a change in my life. And now, without further ado, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Pastor, your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. I feel a change in my life. I feel God's Spirit. See, it's God's Spirit that you need to feel deep down inside. We serve a God that's very much alive. He's alive and well. In case you hadn't noticed, Jesus is alive and well. Did you know that today? Can you call on him and ask him to be your guide? Can you call him and ask him to be your friend? He said, I'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Do you really feel a change in your life? Do you feel God moving deep inside? We've got to serve this God who is very much alive, so that when our day comes, when reckoning day comes, that we must stand before the Lord in judgment, he will not say, depart from me. I never knew you. Are you spending time trying to be a good person? Morally good for nothing? Have you given Christ your life today? Have you said, Lord, come in to my heart and make me and mold me after your will? God, I need you because I can't change me, myself, and I. But with your help, if I give myself away unto you, then you are able to take that worm and turn it into a beautiful butterfly. Isn't God worthy to be praised? Every praise is to our God. Every praise. I will praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalms today. Let's go in my Bible here, and let's go all the way to the back. Oh, bless God. I feel a change in my life. I tell you, I just like that song. I feel God moving deep inside. I serve a God that's very much alive. Ah, I feel a change in my life. Tremaine Hawkins says, a change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. He washed away my sins, and he made me whole. He washed me, talking about Jesus, whiter than snow. Change. I'm so glad he changed. Hey, God. He changed my walk. He changed my talk. When you come and have that encounter with the Lord, the cat ought to know that you've been changed. I heard my Bishop L.T. Blackshear say that. That when you had your change, the old cat that you kick at should know that when they see you coming, that there's been a change in your life. I can't get with these people that say they have Christ and there's no change. They're the same mean, old, arrogant person that they always were. When Christ comes in, he makes a difference. He takes out that incorruptness, the corruptness of you. He makes you a new person on the inside. People should be able to say, you know, I knew her when, but now there's something different about her, something different about him. I remember when that person used to be a good timing person, but I see that there's a change in their life. The song said, what a wonderful change in my life have been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. So I feel a change. Thank you for the song. In my life, I feel God's Spirit. That's what you want to do. You want to feel the presence of God. You want to feel this when there's been a change. You can't have a change and be exactly the same. Come on here. He changed my walk. He changed my talk. He changed my life. Whew. Oh, what a wonderful change has come over me. I tell you, I'm so glad he changed. I can just hear Tremaine singing this song. I'm so glad he changed. Hey, God, he changed me. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He changed. Woo! A wonderful change has come over me. Yes, he changed my life complete, changed, and now I sit, changed. I sit at his feet, a wonderful change. A wonderful change, she said, has come over me. I tell you, if I had 10 years back, I'd sing that song for you all today. But the voice has changed. But I thank God that I'm still able to tell God thank you. I may not sing it like I used to when I was 19, and from between 19 and 29, I may not be able to hit the notes that I used to hit, but I thank God that I still have a voice to tell God thank you. Hey, God, I thank you. Yes, I do. So he's real in my soul today. I just love the Lord. The sad news of the young man passing put me in a praise mode to give God the praise, to give God the glory, to give God the honor. Someone said, I could have been dead and gone, but the Lord let me live on. And I pray that he's in the arms of Jesus. One thing I know for sure, there's no more sickness, no more suffering, no more pain. Ah, when you're in the presence of Jesus, in his arms, he makes a difference. Someone said who passed away once and God let him come back, said, I didn't want to come back here because there's such peace there. And said, heaven was so beautiful. I didn't want to come back here. And that seems to be what I've heard from some of the others that be on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. And they tell the story of what heaven look like in their eyes and what they saw and who they saw. And they said, I did not want to come back here. So let's not weep for them. Let's rejoice that they have crossed over to a better life, to a better place. Oh, when you are a child of God, you look forward to going home to be with the Lord. When you are a true Christian, you look forward to heaven, your home. Oh, my God, it just touched my heart to know that our vice president has suffered the loss of his son. And we're usually not on the fifth Sunday, but Dr. Scott said, I can fire you up because you're fired up. And I said, well, just go ahead then. But I give God the praise. And I give him the thanks. And let's go to the word. My time is drawing nigh. I didn't intend to do the whole hour today, but whatever the Lord say. And let's read the gospel. Let's go to the book of Psalms. And let's let me read from this psalm for you. I thank God for everyone that is listening. Listen to this. Psalms. Ooh, bless the Lord God, you're doing it again. Okay. Psalms 147. I'm looking to go one direction, and he's saying right here, stop right here. Okay, Psalms 47, verse 5, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Now let me read the third verse. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He, talking about the Lord, telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Now, I say God need a praise offering for that. God need a praise offering for that. He is able to call the stars by their name. I believe God had me to tell this once before, back in almost 3 years ago in October, where he was saying that in 2012 that he knows the stars, each one of them, by their name. So if he is someone who can name the stars, every one of them, you know how many stars it is? By their name. He hasn't forgotten your name. Oh, God, I felt that. God has not forgotten your name. Oh, bless his name. So if he, being who he is, keep your name mindful, can't you keep his name upon your heart? the heart of your mind, the heart of your lips? Can't you remember his name? Can't you bless his name? Why won't you give his name the praise? Ah, I'm telling you, I imagine the stars are not human like we are, but I'm sure they reverence the fact that God know their name. To us, they are stars, but to God, they all have a name beyond stars, what we know as stars. But God has not revealed, that I'm aware of, their name. But the word of God says that he, let's read it again, he telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their name. That's the fourth verse. I started with the fifth verse. And then I did the third verse. And then I ended up with the fourth verse. Let's go over here. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. I'm telling you, I don't think you realize who you're reckoning with. I don't think you realize who you're connected to. The word tells us that he knows the stars by their name. Every one of them, he knows them by their name. Then he says, if your heart is broken, I can heal your heart. You don't have to jump off the bridge because your heart is broken. You don't have to think about harming yourself because your heart is broken. I am the one who knows the stars by their name, and I got you in the palm of my hand. Whether you accept me or not, I got the whole world in my hand. I mean, come on now. I got the whole world in my hand. So where are you going? Where are you going to run to? Everywhere you go, you need the Lord. Everywhere you go, you need the Lord. Why? Because he is excellent greatness. Come on, let's read that again. Praise him for his mighty acts, for the things he do for you and I. Some of it, we are worthy of it, and some of it, we shouldn't be worthy of it. But Jesus, his son, made that possible, that because he is standing in the gap, that's what make us eligible to receive things that normally we wouldn't have gotten back in days of old. But after Jesus died, he made it possible that we could all experience the greatness, the goodness of our God. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. He made it possible. Oh, so therefore you don't have to be lost. You're not left out, but it's your choice. Because he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. So if you miss the mark, it's your choice. He said, it is his will that none should perish, but come to repentance. So it's your choice to perish. It's your choice to miss heaven. It's your choice to miss the mark. It is your own doing, not the Lord's. Because he gave you to choose him or reject him. You will spend eternity where he is if you receive him. And you will spend eternity where he isn't if you choose to reject him. So we, especially those of us who call ourselves children of God, if we don't praise him, the Bible says if we don't praise him, the rocks are going to praise him. I don't want a rock praising God for me. A rock is not human. So I don't want an inhuman something or other called a rock praising God when I could praise him for myself. Let's continue to read. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Oh, my goodness, dance. Church I come from, we praise God in a dance. With our feet, we just praise God. Sometimes my feet get to going, and I have to just give God a little bounce. And I tell you, I praise him with the dance. And the more I praise him in the dance, the lighter my feet become, and the higher I go in the spirit with a dance. Oh, I can't praise him with the harp, and maybe you can't either. I can't praise him with the organ and the string instruments. I can't praise God with the trumpet. I can't do those things, at least not yet. But I can praise him with a dance. Woo! Do what you can do. If you can play the organ, then praise him with the organ. If you can play the drum, praise him with the drums. The cymbals, if you know, I can do that. Give me a cymbal, and I can praise him with a cymbal. I can praise him with a tambourine. Ah, I can praise him with my voice. I can bless his name. Yes, but I can praise God. Hey, I wish you could see me. About ready to take off right now and get my dance on. Because I don't need no music to get my dance on. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I can dance, 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 dance. Oh, come on now. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God. Hey, I got my dance on, y'all. So, you know what? You don't have to rob God with your praise. Because you could complain and say, I can't play the instruments. But how? You can praise him with a dance. You can, the scripture declares, clap your hands, all ye people. If you got hands, you can praise him with a clap offering. God wants you to praise him more. And as you praise him more, he will open up the way that much more for you. He will open up the mind of your understanding. He will come in and sup with you. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, I will come in and sup with him. I'll come in and sit with him. I'll come in and talk with him. I'll give him joy, unspeakable joy. But I'm not going to force my way in. I want you to open the door because the handle is on the inside. And you've got to let Jesus in. Ah, won't you let him in? Oh, I love the word of God. I just love the word. I just love God. Let's move on here. Ah, I stopped and danced. Praise him with the strings, instruments, and organ. I already did that one. I already spoke on that. I get so excited and keep on going. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbal. Talked about the cymbals too. praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. And listen to this. Verse number 6. And let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye, talking about you. Praise ye the Lord. Aren't you glad that there's a change that has come over you, that you want to praise your God? If you can get out to the house of God where you can mingle and lift your voices together, go. Don't let the enemy trick you and tell you, stay home. You don't have to go to church. You can praise God right in your house. Yes, I can. I can praise God right in my house. I just did praise him right in my house. But you know what? He said, forget not, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. There is unity. In unity, there is strength. And we strengthen one another by coming together in one place with one accord. Last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. If you read in the book of Acts, somebody turn with me to the book of Acts and just let me just read the Acts of the Apostle. Oh, bless the Lord. Somebody tell God thank you. I love the Lord and I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. Acts, the second chapter, starting at the first verse. This is why you should get up and make your way to the house of God. Yes, I know they get on your nerve. I know that. I know some things is not right. I know that. I know sometimes they stay too long. I know that. But the purpose and the obedience is where the blessing comes in at. If you're able, don't wait until woulda, coulda, shoulda becomes your acquaintance. I wish I had went to church when I could have gone. I shoulda, but I didn't. Now I want to go. I'm laying here in this hospital. I'm laying here and had a stroke and can't even walk into the house of God. I wish I had a gone while I had the activities of my limbs. I wish I could have gone when I could see how to drive to the house of the Lord. But I chose to not do it because somebody told me that I can pray at home and it's just as well because God hear me wherever I am. But God also said that he want his children to sit in heavenly places, come together with oneness. That's the word. I know some go for the wrong reason. Some go looking for a man. Some go looking for a woman. Some go because they want to show off the new suit that somebody bought them or they bought for themselves. Some go because they're heady and high-minded. Some just go to see the show. Some just go to be nosy. Some just go to see if there's any new gossip that they can glean to bring back home as if they need more gossip because they got enough junk in their trunk. They should have went there and emptied out. Bring it to the foot of Jesus. Leave it at the altar. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I know I can reach God in my house, but I also know that I get a joy when we lift our voices together and bless his name. Let's get this point, and I'm going to close, Dr. Scott, shortly. Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter of Acts, and my Bible says Pentecost, birth of the church. Ah, the power of Pentecost. Last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, but that's on the according to the calendar. But when you praise God, Pentecost arises. The Spirit of God arises. Pentecost means the 50th day. We know that. But let's read this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they, T-H-E-Y, not me, myself, and I. Understand me? All right. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, A-L-L, underline that, all with one accord in one place. You see that? He was not in his house doing his own thing, tired, don't want to go, but you arise to every occasion, whether you're tired or not. But when it comes time for God's house, I'm tired, I just ain't going out there today. And as soon as church is over, then you got energy. The devil just robbed you of what could have been waiting for you at the house of the good Lord. Somebody said, well, if it was waiting for me there, he can give it to me where I'm at. He know where I'm at. Yeah, well, what God has for me, it is for me. But God told Abraham, what I have for you, I can't give it to you where you are. He told Abraham, what I have for you, Abraham, you cannot get it in the place that you are. You got to leave from this dwelling, leave from this spot. And when you obey me and do that, then what I have for you, it is for you. But as long as you continue to do it your way, what I have for you, I can't give it to you, because I can't give it to you in the place where you are. That's a word for someone. Let's go back here, and I'm going to close. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. You would have missed out, or they would have missed out Pentecost, had they convinced themselves to stay home. But the Bible says, I feel Jesus. Hey, huh? The Bible says, the Bible declares that they were all in one place with one accord. Ooh. And when you get in that one place with a one accord, a oneness of your mind is not wondering, oh, did I leave the stove on? Did somebody said something about me and I got to track it down because I don't like what they said about me. When you talk about people, shut up. But when somebody talks about you, you don't like it, but just take an inventory about how many times have I talked about somebody? How many times have I meddled in somebody else's affair? The Bible tells you stop being busybody, meddling up, but you go on, you do it because it's you. You're big enough to do it. But you see, they were all with a oneness of mind. They were thinking Jesus. And he was able to come in as a rushing mighty wind. Oh, God, I feel this all in my back. Hey, God, I feel the anointing. They were all in one place. Ooh, with one accord. They were praising God. They were giving thanks unto the Lord that they had made it into the Pentecost, where they could receive what God had for them. Oh, God. Ah, Jesus. They were all in a heavenly place with a heavenly mind. Ooh, I love Jesus. I just want to keep reading this book. I want to bless somebody with this word. Ah, verse number 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire. Oh, my God, that tongue is hot. And it sat upon each of them. They were all in one place at one time together. And the Holy Ghost is on the way. I don't want to get ahead of the book. And they were all, bless his name, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem, the Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. These men heard the noise. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. See, when you catch on fire for the Lord, those family members that need to be changed, they'll catch on fire. Why? Because you've caught on fire. They see what you're doing, and they'll bless your God. Yes. If you're always going to them complaining about the church and who ain't right and who did this and who said that and whatever, they'll never come to your Jesus because you're turning them off, because you're supposed to have this oneness in you now. So how can you draw water without a bucket? You're supposed to be the salt. You're supposed to be a city. In Matthew's gospel, it tells you, a city that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hidden. But you turn them off by always moving around, saying something, doing something. Oh, but the men came, the people came. So if you catch on fire, somebody will come to watch you burn. Come on now. I'm almost finished. Give me 2 more minutes. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? You see, when you get this change that Dr. Scott was playing a little while ago, when a change come in your life, people want to come to see what happened. What took place? How did it happen? These men were amazed and said, wait a minute, these people don't know how to speak our language. But we hear them speaking in our language because God can do anything but fail. Remember, God made the languages. So therefore, he can give me a tongue of a language that I know nothing about. Oh, bless God in the sanctuary. Get your dance on. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Walk in joy. Walk in the fullness of God. Be in a oneness in one place, at one time, with one accord. And God will come in, and he will bless you. You can read Acts, that second chapter, finish it yourself. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, when you're reading it, say, Lord, fill me. Give me a oneness. Let me get into the place where I can get what I need from the Lord. I tell you, it has been my pleasure to be with you today unexpectedly, but I'm always ready for the word of God. I'm like David. I hid the word in my heart. So what's in you will come up out of you. If you are mean, meanness is coming out. I don't care how much you try to camouflage it and act this like, oh, you're such a nice and caring person. But something's going to come and rock the boat. And that meanness is going to surface. So therefore, I have the word on the inside of me. And I can just take a circumstance or a situation and start applying the word. Again, I say, my heart is heavy for the Biden family over the loss of Bo. But I've applied the word, and I feel better because I know that if I praise the Lord, I will begin to start feeling the refreshing coming. Because he can heal the broken heart. He can bind up the wounds of hurt, disappointment, rejection. He's able to fix it like it ought to be. And my heart is still heavy, even though I feel better, because there is getting ready to be another death. God, I hear you. God said there's getting ready to be another. And I know I hear you saying in the spirit, well, people die every second, but they're not related to you. Neither are they your friend. It hurts us when it's a friend or a relative that we care for. But if it's somebody across the street that you have no dealings with, you just say, oh, well. Life comes, life goes. But I hear God say, there's going to be another death. And we need the strength of God to get us through it. It's not going to be so easy, saith the Lord. But I'm coming to carry them out. Oh, God, I thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. So stand on God's word. He's able to carry us through. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we say amen and thank you. Ah, shata ya bosha. Hey, see ya bosha.
Listening to WGUM, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Thank you so much for being with us, and we hope that you've enjoyed this today's program, today's sermon, as much as I have and as much as the pastor enjoyed delivering it. Amen, amen.